So I have a question actually.
Sure.
What would you like your advice be for someone that's like starting in their journey and all of this, trying to uncover all of the truth? Because I've had people be like, yeah, I understand all this, but like, what will you do with it? Like, how can they kind of like navigate through it and just kind of like feel things and just express them and, not being afraid?
Yeah. The way I hear your question, which may not be accurate, so correct me if I'm wrong, but usually when I hear the question phrased that way, what I hear is, or it's been my life experience, that's a person who's like, okay, I understand it, but how can I get over it without doing the work? You
Putting the
can't.
burden on someone else again to figure
You
it out for
can't.
you.
Yeah.
You got to do it yourself.
That's the next biggest step in the process. This requires work. And that's why, now this will sound like a sales pitch, but that's why I created the online university. It's everything I use to get through this. Well, it's a tremendous amount of work. It's a daily commitment. And we're human, so I don't know, 4 days a week, whatever. But what you're choosing is your authentic self. That I'm done living in the ego, false persona. Well, how am I got to start over. Well, I don't know where to start. Well, that's why I created all that. Here's the parenting you never got.
Yeah.
These are the questions you have to ask yourself. This is how you figure out the trauma and how to rework it and everything is, not everyone can afford to hire me and me teach them that process and walk through it. And so that's why it's $47 a month. Like, I'm sorry, your phone bill is $100. Your cable bill is 150. People, oh, I can't afford it.
I
I'm
know,
going,
yeah.
legitimately, there are some people. But almost everybody who says I can't afford it
Doesn't want to face
doesn't want to deal with it. There are very few people on this planet who truly can't afford it. And so usually that question is, okay, but how do I just get over it? I want my 15-second TikTok video. I'm not gonna watch 30 minutes. I'm not just
That's too
15
long.
seconds.
Yeah.
And that's okay. What that means is they're very early in the journey.
Okay.
And the bottom line is this. When somebody's truly ready, they'll do the work. It's like, that's what I learned. Like when I went into my counselor's office, I'd seen five, six, seven counselors over the years since my early 20s. But after coming out of that first divorce and she was abusive and I knew and I didn't know much, but I knew enough that something about this is about me. And so I filled him in a little bit on my childhood, which I thought it was over. Yeah, my mom was drunk. That's no big deal. And then, my abusive spouse and all of that. And I just, I summed it all up and I just said, Mike, I don't know how to be a man. I was 38. So I was at that, I didn't know, I was at the shame and denial point. Like I was teaching myself what the death of ego looks like. Like I have to admit to myself, I was 38, 39 years old, and I was full of it and didn't know who I was, or I didn't know. I was kind of ready to admit that. And he said 13 words that changed my life and are the reason I'm sitting here. He said, Kenny, when I was in your shoes, I went and became an expert. And that's what you have to do. And from that moment on, if he suggested a book, I'd have it read before or next. Like I just, and for the first time in my life, the problem started going away. I started to understand why. I started to find out who I really was, and learn how to face all those tough questions and all of that. And so it's kind of like, that question for those people is kind of like saying, God, I want to go to Hawaii. Really? Well, I have plane tickets. You want to go? Oh, I don't like planes.
Well, then you can walk.
Yeah.
Go swimming.
Yeah, but I have bunions and corns. I can't walk that far.
Yeah.
Like, you know, whether it's a plane, a train, a boat, an automobile, they're not ready for that journey. Right. And that's okay.
Yeah. I think that's what, like, because I made a book club, you know, and I like to talk about this stuff all the time. I'm annoyed. Yeah,
it's like, a Sunday morning. I'm like, come on, let's have a little Coke and some chocolate.
Yeah.
And I do hair, so I talk to a lot of people, you know.
That's all you do is talk.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. So a lot of the conversations that I have are about this, and people are like, well, how do you, like, go on to the next step? And I tell them, like, you know, read this book, reach out to Kenny, like, do this, watch that, blah, blah, blah. And then the next time they come in, they're just like, but how do you really do it? Like, how do you, and I'm just like,
that's how.
You've got to do the work. And then I think, like, that's where I've learned how to set that boundary and be like, all right, I'm going to talk to you about so much until you actually step out of your own way and you start going for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's love. Yeah. That's what our culture doesn't teach. When you enable the victim.
Yes.
I'm such an enabler, you become and she knows that. Oh,
and that's it's because it's a power position. Mm-hmm. We get to, it's like the super empath position. Yeah. Oh, I'm such an empath. Oh, I care so much.
Yes, but no, it's enabling.
No, that's a very narcissistic view, because it's not kind and loving to enable somebody's self-abuse.
Especially when I was raised by two narcissistic parents.
And then, I mean, you get raised to be like, if you're not going to enable someone, you're the bad person. Like, I've had to have a rough conversation and be like, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to enable you right now. If you want to get, like, speak to me when you're done complaining.
Right.
And speak to me when you have solutions.
Right. Or you make requests for solutions and you pursue the solutions. You mm-hmm. at least try them.
Which I've, like, you know, I've been like, you know, this is what worked for me. What, like, try to figure out what works for you. And if, like, it was just like, no, but like, complaining, and it's just like.
They want someone to listen.
Yeah. So but then they just keep complaining, yeah.
And, yeah.
And that's where I was like, sister, go hire someone.
Go talk to Kenny.
Yeah. Well, I have tremendous empathy for them.
Yeah, I do. It's
but the most loving thing I can do for them is tell them no.
Yeah, and it's really hard because I'm such a like I carried all of my mom's weight, so I have like I feel that responsibility to carry everybody's weight,
me too.
And it's just like I've learned how to take that backpack off and be like, like I'm not gonna carry it for you. I have my own backpack to carry.
Yeah.
Amen. And I'm still trying to figure out how to carry mine. You know, like, just because I'm sitting in this chair doesn't mean I have it figured out.
Right.
You know, I sure think I do. You know, I watch some of my videos and stuff, and hear some of my responses, and, you know, I see my dysfunction pop up and, you know, get very falsely empowered and all of that. But when I'm in reality, have I learned some things that are helpful? Yes. Will I ever learn it all? No. Do I want to learn it all? No, that's the journey of life.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's peace in that.
Yeah.
And it's okay if we don't know it all.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
I think that's what, like, with the beginning, I was so stuck on, like, well, where's the end? Like, when am I better?
Yeah.
When am I perfect now?
And that's the proof of how immature we are.
Yeah.
Who asked, think of that.
I actually had a therapist tell me, like, she's like, you know, you're going to come every once a week, and it'll be every 2 weeks, and then she goes, and then finally there's going to be an end. She told me. She's like, she's not my therapist anymore.
There's
she was like, you know, finally there's going to be an end. And I was like, oh, and then I realized quickly, like, there's not an end. It's every
it's
day.
It's an end to
you
the
can
first
learn, you can learn.
But then there's another one, and there's another. It's a ladder, you know, you continue learning. Because I went to Kenny, you know, I went for a couple of times, and then I stopped, and then a year later I came back, and mm-hmm. then it was one-on-one, and then it was online, like, with a group. And then eventually I was like, okay, I'm going to take this, like the Band-Aid off, because I need to learn how to do it.
You
on
need
my
to
own.
Learn to self-regulate.
Yeah.
But, think of it. What does a six-year-old ask on December 2nd?
How many more days till Christmas?
Exactly. And what do you say to them?
23.
And how do they respond?
Ask again.
I know.
And then on December 3rd, what do they do, right?
So
and
so, just get a calendar.
The point is this. I'm drawing a parallel. you know how early you are in recovery and how young you are when you ask, when will I get to the end?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you're at December 2nd, you're wanting Christmas, and 23 days seems like a lifetime mm-hmm. away. But as you mature in your growth out of the adapted wounded child and the false persona, you realize Christmas is every day. Mm-hmm. Like, but that's where you start, and it's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, this is a maturation process out of childhood into what Pia Melody calls maturity and moderation. Mm-hmm. And that's what you get from it. And so then you can survive that. It's another 23 days till Christmas.
Yeah.
But in the beginning, you can't. Like your friends, they can't. Mm-hmm. They're that child. I need Christmas today. I need the payoff. Well, that takes time.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It does.
Dive, my friends, dive.
Should we end it there?
Yes. That was good.
Let's
Thank you.
You're welcome.